Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arna.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Johnson & Johnson, a global leader in healthcare products, pharmaceuticals, and medical devices. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
Johnson & Johnson has a long-standing reputation for producing trusted healthcare products. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product development and risk management?
Loss aversion is particularly significant for Johnson & Johnson given the high stakes in the healthcare industry. The company is extremely cautious in its product development and risk management strategies to avoid potential liabilities, particularly in pharmaceuticals and medical devices. This aversion to loss drives their rigorous testing and compliance processes, which can sometimes slow down innovation but ensures safety and reliability key factors in maintaining their strong brand reputation. The status quo bias also plays a role, as Johnson & Johnson tends to focus on incremental improvements to existing products rather than pursuing entirely new, unproven technologies. This bias towards maintaining what works has helped them build trust with consumers but can also make them slower to adapt to disruptive innovation.
And this cautious approach has helped Johnson & Johnson maintain its leadership position in the healthcare industry, making it a reliable investment for those seeking stability in a sector that can be fraught with risk.
Exactly. Johnson & Johnson's commitment to safety and reliability appeals to investors who value consistency and long-term growth. However, this conservative approach may also limit their ability to quickly capitalize on emerging trends or disruptive innovations, which could be a potential risk in the rapidly evolving healthcare landscape.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Johnson & Johnson. The healthcare industry is particularly focused on serving diverse populations, so DEI is crucial. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Johnson & Johnson's approach to DEI is a critical component of its corporate strategy. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can help the company better understand and serve diverse patient populations, which is essential for developing effective healthcare products. A diverse workforce brings a variety of perspectives, leading to more innovative solutions and better decision-making. For investors, Johnson & Johnson's commitment to DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and forward-thinking, which enhances its reputation and appeal, particularly among ESG-focused investors.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like healthcare, where understanding and addressing the needs of diverse populations is vital to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Johnson & Johnson not only enhances its ability to serve a broad customer base, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Johnson & Johnson operates in over 60 countries, offering a wide range of healthcare products. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Johnson & Johnson's global strategy involves adapting its products and services to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different markets. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is essential for managing the risks associated with international operations. The company's ability to tailor its offerings to local preferences and regulatory landscapes allows it to effectively compete in diverse markets while maintaining a consistent global brand. However, this requires a deep understanding of local healthcare systems and the ability to respond to changing market dynamics, which can be challenging but is crucial for long-term success.
And this adaptability is especially important for Johnson & Johnson as they face competition from both local healthcare companies and global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's trust and relevance in various markets is key to their success.
Exactly. Johnson & Johnson's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the healthcare industry while staying ahead of emerging trends. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global healthcare trends and regulations.
Now, let's compare Johnson & Johnson to other companies in the healthcare industry like Pfizer, Merck, and Procter & Gamble. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Johnson & Johnson's dynamics are often compared to pharmaceutical giants like Pfizer and Merck, but their diversified portfolio of consumer healthcare products, pharmaceuticals, and medical devices sets them apart. Investors in Johnson & Johnson may be more attracted to the company's stability and the balance provided by its diversified business model, which reduces the risk associated with any single product line. Pfizer and Merck, while also strong players, are more focused on pharmaceuticals and may appeal to investors looking for exposure to high-growth drug development. Procter & Gamble, which shares some overlap in consumer healthcare products, appeals to investors who are interested in a broader range of consumer goods. Johnson & Johnson's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for reliability and its commitment to safety and innovation within a stable framework.
And unlike Pfizer and Merck, which are more focused on pharmaceuticals, Johnson & Johnson's diversified approach offers a different risk profile, appealing to investors who value a more balanced exposure to the healthcare industry.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Johnson & Johnson, the focus on safety, innovation, and a diversified portfolio provides a unique value proposition in the healthcare industry.
To sum up, Johnson & Johnson's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Johnson & Johnson's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.